SwingerCast is intended for mature audiences.
SwingerCast!
SwingerCast is about our
hot
times that we have and our
hot
love that we have. Some people claim that we say
hot
too much, but we don't care because we love our
hot
times.
Episode 117. I'm John.
And I'm Allie.
And you're listening to SwingerCast, and you knew that already. Hello and welcome, everybody.
Hello.
thanks for joining us again. We've been having a great Valentine's weekend extravaganza.
Yeah, I think February is turning out to be very swingery month. We had this long weekend, and we just both took it off, and we just really didn't have that many plans. But we knew we were going to go swing and go to the club.
And did we ever?
Yeah. We went out Friday night and had a blast and stayed out late.
yeah, 3 or 4 in the morning.
And
got up and did it again on Saturday.
Yeah, we were pretty much relaxed all day Saturday and then went out again Saturday night, and we had an awesome time, and it was really crowded. It was lots of people there.
Yes, because it was officially, like, I guess the Saturday of Valentine's Day, so the club was pretty packed,
mm-hmm.
and they even, the owner, he was like, hey, you know what, you guys were here Friday, you were here Saturday, if you want to come Sunday, we're like, oh my God, a trifecta? I don't think so. But we did.
We ended up going back on Sunday. Mainly because we had walked to the nude beach. And the nude beach is quite a hike down a cliff.
Yeah.
And that's fine and all.
Quite a hike back up that cliff, too.
Going back up it is pretty brutal.
And the club has a hot tub, so we thought, well, you know what? Okay, maybe we'll take them up on that offer.
Yeah.
Go and sit our butts in the hot tub.
Yeah. I loved going to the beach with you. I know I kind of forced you to go, but I wanted to have a picnic and have a little...
It was a great Valentine's. You made us a lunch, and you took off all your clothes. The place was packed, but...
It was. It was different.
I joked with you that your boobs were the only ones I got to see, really, pretty much, at the nude beach.
Right, because it was different. It was weird. There weren't a lot of naked people.
There were a lot of couples there, and there were a lot of, you know, people there, and there were a lot of
It was packed.
A lot of single guys with their clothes off, but not a lot of women. I think you really were the only woman I saw her boobs.
In our area.
Where we were, yeah.
Wow.
Well, would it embarrass you if I told, if we talked about your unladylike moment at the beach?
Well, since I was seemed like I was the only female that was naked, and I was seeing the guys all, when you guys are all naked, you guys got your legs all spread open like that, you know? Getting sun on your crotch.
Laying on my back with my knees up and my legs open and my junk is getting some sun.
So I thought I should be able to do that too.
Yes.
But then I was like, you think it's okay if I just do this too, John?
I'm always okay with that.
I just want to get some sun.
On your labia.
On my labia, yeah.
Well, you did.
Yeah.
You got some looks, too. You got some sun and some looks.
Well, I should be able to do it, too. I mean...
Yeah, absolutely. More power to you, sister.
So, we had a nice romantic picnic at the nude beach. And then we hiked. Oh, my God. Hiked back up the cliff. When we got home, I think that I was the one that got us out to the hot tub. But I was thinking, hot tub, hot tub. And you were thinking, you know, I'm going to go get some alcohol. We'll have some drinks and we can decide what we want to do.
Yeah, I thought, well, you know what? We're going to have a drink. We're going to have a cocktail after we've been at the beach, whether it's at the club or if it's just here with just you and I. So I said to you, I'm going to go get us a drink. And when I get back, you can let me know what you want to do. And I come back, and you're in the shower, rinsing off. I'm like, okay, I know what the decision is. We're going back out to the hot tub.
Yeah, but going to the club, I wasn't at all thinking sex.
Oh, no, I wasn't either. And plus, it was a Sunday, and I knew it would be really slow there if anyone was there.
Yeah, and we had plenty of sex on Friday night, and then Saturday night, we had this incredible sixsome. It was a soft swap, but it was just so very hot, and so we were, you know, we had had plenty of sex,
and then even
I wasn't even thinking sex.
You're right. I wasn't thinking anything other than hot tub. I had hot tub on the brain and having a drink with you and
just chilling out naked.
The sun had just gone down, and you know, I thought, oh, we'll go there. They're only open until like midnight anyway.
Yeah.
And I thought, okay, we'll go. And so we got there. We first ran into a guy that Allie has played with before.
Mm-hmm. And he's really nice. I really like him. I like him a lot. He just chats with us and talks with us, and it's very comfortable, casual, and
I didn't even think he had sex on the brain either.
We weren't talking anything about sex at all. Mm-mm. We were just, I don't even know what we were just.
We were talking about home improvement projects.
It was
pretty damn vanilla.
Well, yeah, but he can build me a treehouse and.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And he knew, we had told him we had just been to the beach, and he knew the hike, and knew we wanted to get in the hot tub. So, yeah, we were just in the hot tub, hanging out, talking. It still wasn't sexual, even in the hot tub.
We sat in the hot tub for quite a while, mm-hmm. and then
I was feeling great.
I got out and went and made us another cocktail, another drink, and came back. And
did you think we were going to be playing? Surely not.
No, but it was then when I got out of the hot tub that it kind of like I had a thought. I was like, while I was away from you, I'm like, well, are we gonna actually play here tonight? Because I thought we were just gonna come and have a drink and then just chill. Now I'm making another drink, and we didn't bring a lot of alcohol with us anyway, but I'm thinking, you know what, I mean, I'm feeling kind of refreshed now. Maybe if she does want to have sex. So yeah, when I was coming back to the hot tub, I was kind of thinking in my mind, well, maybe they're gonna make some plans to play. I don't know.
Yeah, I wasn't thinking that at all. Not that I wouldn't have wanted to play with him, and he knows. Anyway, I got out and went to the bathroom, and you guys got out too. And when I got out of the bathroom, you were like, oh, come over to the fire. And at first I said, no, I was...
You thought we had made a fire for
you. And then I thought, oh, well... Maybe they made the fire. Yeah, I thought you guys no. made the fire for me.
No, we're standing there dripping naked, and it's a little cold. I mean, it is February in Southern California. It's not...
It wasn't cold.
It might have been 65.
We're wincing in any kind of weather.
Let's go sit by that fireplace.
But yeah, and so I was feeling just no pain, just very relaxed. And sitting by the fire was nice and got warm, and still really we were talking with other people kind of around the fire, about five or six other people. Still, sex wasn't on the brain. And some of the people kind of got up and all, and it was just us three sitting by the fire at the time. And I said to both of you, I just casually, we weren't talking anything about sex, I just casually said to you guys, you guys want to go play? And y'all both went, yeah.
So I think we told this whole story, this whole thing, because I don't know, a lot of times when we go out and we're like, we know we're going to go out, we know we're going to play, we always say, you know, no expectations and see what the night brings. But this is one of those times where it really, truly was very spontaneous, and it was led by you. I was just sitting there going, we're talking about home improvement program things. And then all of a sudden, you just kind of blurted out of nowhere, hey, you guys want to go play?
Yeah.
And I'm like, well, damn, I love my wife.
Oh, by the way, like, it's like, oh, we'll go home and or hey, we can just go over there and play. So he said yes, and oh yeah, and you guys, we walked over, and he knows how I like the undressing. You were also getting the play bag kind of ready, opening up condoms and getting lube out and stuff like that, and he was behind me, you know, as I was taking off my clothes, and we were kind of like slow dancing, and he was kissing my neck and kissing my tits, and then you came over, and then you guys kind of like sandwiched me, and we were just kind of swaying to the music and getting all sexy, and then
I had the condoms laid out.
I was very proud of you.
I mean, I guess, you know, I mean, we may have had some expectation. We did take our play bag with us.
Yeah, well, we don't go home without that.
Never leave home without it. But I'm like you said, we're sandwiched with you, and we have your top off, but we don't have your panties off yet, and we're both starting to like just rub you and touch you, and then all of a sudden, whoo, the sliding glass door of the playroom that we were in, it just like comes wide open, and it's a single guy that we had been talking to out by the fire
briefly,
very briefly, don't even know his name, and he's there and he's holding a beer and he's naked. And he's definitely sober and a very good-looking guy and nice. And he comes in and he says, "Do you guys mind if I join? Can I join in?" And you didn't say anything.
Mm-mm.
At first. You were just still had your head back and you were just...
Yeah, he was kissing my neck and...
The other guy, not the new guy, yeah. But the other guy was kissing your neck and I'm still rubbing you. And then he kind of edges in and then... He starts, like, to touch your
No,
tits.
I didn't say anything. And then you quickly said...
Well, he reached out to touch your tits, and then I, like, said to you, "Hey, are you okay with this?" You know, I mean, we came in here for... I didn't say all this, but all I said was, "Are you okay with this?" But in my mind, I'm thinking, we came in here for a threesome.
Mm-hmm.
You asked us two guys if we wanted to play. We both said yes. This guy just kind of, like, came in. You said sure.
I said sure. Well, the reason, I'll tell you this now, the reason why I didn't say anything, because I wanted to give you guys, in my mind, I remember him at the fire, and I would be okay with him.
Oh, and you wanted to see if we were okay.
But I didn't want to say anything, because I also, you know, we came in as a threesome. We wanted to start it out as a threesome. I didn't say anything because I wanted to give you guys a chance to, like, speak up and say, "Oh, you know, we just wanted a threesome." That kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
So, had he been, like, someone I didn't want to play with, I would have said it right off the bat.
Yeah.
I would have said, "Ick." I would have said, "No." I would have been the one to speak up the fastest and the first.
Right, but when I didn't hear you say, you didn't say no, but you also didn't say yes. So
right.
That's why I restated the question to you again. Are you okay with this?
And I was. And when you said, I was just giving you guys a chance to speak up.
And then it was game on.
Yeah, but right about that time, I mean, we were just, you know, we were just laying down the towel, and you guys had been pleasuring me, taking my clothes off and kissing me and massaging my tits and stuff. So I laid down and you started going down on me. And so the first guy was up on one side of me, and then the new guy came in also, and they were both like kissing my tits while you were going down on me.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it was hot. I was getting turned on, and I said, you know, "I need a cock in my mouth." And I started sucking the first guy's dick, and then kind of went back and forth and sucking the cock while you were going down on me, and you were really making me come going down on me. And I just love that. I love having a hold of two cocks at the same time like that while I'm getting pleasured as well. So that was enjoyable. And you had sex with me first.
I pulled up, and you were so wet. I laid you flat on your back and just left you where you were. And just it was easy for me to move from going down on you into, like, fucking you. And I'm kind of, like, standing on the edge of the bed fucking you, and you're still sucking the two guys while I'm fucking you. And then you were getting really turned on. I know your noises you make. And I said, which one of these guys do you want to fuck? And you said, both of them. And I laughed, and I was like, well, which one do you want to fuck first?
Yeah. No, when I said to you, I said, that's not the question. It's which one I want to fuck first, I guess. No.
Right. And so I kind of pulled around to where...
I grabbed the first guy.
Yeah. And he,
the original
he got a condom, and... he and I switched, and now you're alternating sucking my dick and the other guy. And he got between your legs, and he was fucking you in that same position. You still were on your back at that point.
Oh, yeah.
Eventually, after he pulled out and stopped fucking you, the new guy, if you will, he was on top of you. You were laying on your back, and he had his
69.
You had his dick in your mouth, and he got between your legs and was eating you out.
Right before he had sex with me.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
He just, like, popped into a 69 position. Yeah, I was
just, like, it was spread over you.
I haven't been in that position in a while, you know. That was good. I like that.
Well, it's not a common thing, I think, in a threesome, because it can be seen as, like, by the other guys as maybe, like, as a little possessive, like, he's all over you now. Like,
well, I mean, but
it was cool. It was fine.
But he was good as far as not being, okay, he was late to the threesome and made it a foursome, but had he been at all, like, you know, selfish about it, like, me, you know, he wasn't like that at all. Cause he would all the time, like, he would say, suck his dick, you know, and, you know, give him, you know, he was very sharing with it, and he waited his turn, and he just kind of, like,
he did not
dove into the,
he did not Bogart the pussy.
Yeah, he didn't, but had he would have been out of there pretty quickly. But he was cool.
No, it was hot. And it was hot, and he was on top of you. And we had the coconut oil out.
Oh, yeah.
All this time. You were just covered in coconut oil. And
because it got really super hot in there, and the coconut oil melted. And when I saw it, I'd seen you, like, struggling to get it out of the bottle earlier in the evening.
But as the night went on.
And then I just, like, boom, pounded it in my hand really hard. And then it just
went,
like,
everywhere.
Went all over my body, just, like, the whole bottle of coconut oil, it had melted, and it was just covered my whole body, and we're just, like, sliding around there. So when he did slide into that 69, it was like a slip and slide. My body was like a slip and slide, and he slid into that position. That was really hot. And then after that, he turned me over doggy and fucked me.
Yeah.
While I sucked you guys' dick again. In that position.
Yeah, and it was really super hot. He was fucking you from doggy, and you were going down on me and the other guy at the same time too, and I reached up and put my hand on your clit.
Oh, yeah.
And I was rubbing your clit while he was fucking you.
That was so turning me on. That was making me come multiple times, I'm telling you. Because you were rubbing my clit while he was fucking me. And I definitely could no longer suck your cock. Because I was in the throes of orgasms. And my face was, like, in the pillow, you know. Just, like, I just couldn't get up from the pillow, I was just having like multiple orgasms after another at that point.
And moments or minutes before you really started coming so hard, you were sucking my dick, mm-hmm. while he was fucking you, and you told me, "Baby, come in my mouth.
Yeah.
Come in my mouth. I want your cum." And I'm like, no, I'm not going to come. I'm saving this. I want to fuck her.
You didn't say that, though.
I'm thinking in my head, that's what I'm thinking. But then I'm rubbing your clit, and then you started just, I mean, I love the noises you make. And it really, I know when you're really turned on, mm-hmm. and it was really getting me off. And I was like about to come, and your head was in the pillow. And I'm like, baby, I'm about to come. Take my cum. And you thought I said what?
You said, "Take my cum, baby." And I thought you said, "Cum, baby." That's all I heard because my head was in the pillow. And so I was coming. And then when I got up from that, my head up from that, I look over at you and you were not hard anymore. And then you had cum all over you. All
I
over
came
your stomach.
Yeah, I did.
I was like, "Oh, you came." And you said, "Yeah, I told you I was coming." I was like, "Oop."
I think that's the first time that we've ever played where, like, I mean, it felt like I was jacking off watching it, but I wasn't. But, I mean, like, you weren't there during my orgasm. And it was kind of...
I was there an inch away from you.
But I was, like, trying to hold off and not come. I didn't want to come, but it was too damn hot. I couldn't help it. It was fucking hot.
Yeah, that was hot. And then he came,
mm-hmm.
really shortly after that.
And then I want to tell this part, because that's kind of the funny part. We had been playing for a while, for mm-hmm. a good long while. And I had come, you had obviously come multiple times, and the new guy had come. The first guy, he had not come, but he was kind of just like comfortably watching, and there was a lull in the play.
A lull? You guys were laying on the bed, y'all, like y'all were spent, like y'all were out for the night, but then again, everyone had been in the hot tub for a long time.
Sure.
So I was just like, are you guys done?
It was funny, because we were like, are you guys done? Like, because you were, like, super turned on, and you were like, the way you said it, it was like, I want more.
But I didn't mean it to come out like that, but I kind of did. But, it came out like, and the second single guy, that just came, he's like, no. And he's like,
yeah, we pulled me back down,
and he got hard again. Fast. I was surprised because he had just come. I mean, it wasn't like it was a very short refractory period of.
Yeah, sure. He started fucking you again, and you started going down, giving a champion blowjob to the other guy, and I was just kind of on the sidelines at this point, watching,
mm-hmm.
you know, rubbing your tits, and I was not hard. God, it takes me a minute. I mean, literally.
But you got hard again.
Oh yeah, in a little bit, but like right. not as fast as he did. Like he was a stud. Like he came, the condom came off,
and then
you said something like, "Are we done?" And he said, "Oh no," and then he got hard right away.
Yeah,
I mean like instantaneous.
Yeah, he grabbed me and just like started like hugging me. So then we had like round two.
Yes, right away, round two, and you and him were going at it again, and you were giving the first guy a great blowjob.
Yeah, for a very long time. He was very hard, too. I thought he was going to have sex with me again as well.
That's one thing I love about you, man.
I gave it my effort. I gave it my, like, the whole entire time just about that the other guy was fucking me on the second go around.
Mm-hmm.
I was sucking him, like, you know, giving it my A+ effort because I wanted him to come.
Oh, and you were telling him, come in my mouth.
Mm, yeah. Well, he didn't come, but also, I mean, it was a long time and I had to go to the bathroom, you know, but he was okay with it. He was okay. I mean, I felt a little bit bad because...
Well, you shouldn't.
I want everybody to come.
I know you do, but...
But I didn't want to make it awkward or anything, so...
I'm sure
you'll get I said, I gotta go. I gotta go to the bathroom because you two left, and you guys left me in there with him by myself.
I did that on purpose.
Yeah.
Because I thought he was having a hard time coming. I thought, well, maybe...
Because of the extra people.
I thought, well, yeah, I didn't know. I thought, well, maybe it's because... You know, because you've played with him before. He's fucked you before and had no problem. But I thought, well, you know what? I'm the other guy left, and I left you in there in the playroom. It was a private room.
Right.
I left you in there with him,
right?
Thinking, all right, when I come back, she'll have.
I just had to leave too.
She'll have.
I mean, I was there. For a few minutes.
Well, yeah, when I came back,
I really had to go.
Yeah, when I came back in.
Just like you, I mean, God.
You were putting your clothes on when I came back in, and I was like, well, did you?
I was, I had to.
And gave me the eye.
No, but that's okay. That's okay. I mean, and he was cool about it, too. I had a feeling, I thought that in my head, too, that maybe it was the added dynamic of the other guy that maybe. That was why. But then it could be anything, really. Condoms. It could have been in the hot tub all day. If you hadn't come that whole long time we had been playing, what would you have been like?
I would have been, well, you know what? I mean, I was with this woman, you, in this case, that really gave it her best shot. And damn it, I couldn't come. But you know what? I still had a hot fucking time. Made her come.
Yeah.
Had
so
a great
you're okay
time.
With that. Yeah.
Absolutely. Okay. I mean, like you said, who knows? It was like 8 or 9 o'clock. We'd been in the hot tub. Who knows what he had been doing all day? Maybe he had sex.
He had work. He worked all day.
Maybe he had sex a couple times or jacked off or who knows? Whatever. But I know that he had a good time and I know, I mean, I guess to answer your question, that's how I would have probably reacted was the same way as he did. That's
yeah,
any guy
yeah.
that's respectful.
Exactly. He was cool. And he was cool also because he's a, like a friend of ours too. You know, we're like, eh, you know, we could openly and honestly talk about stuff like that.
He knows he's going to get another chance.
That was very hot and very comfortable. And I felt very... Very relaxed and just all just great. Yeah, well, good times. It was fun. It was nice. And we took an Uber home and he stopped by a burrito shop for us.
Yeah. It was great. It was a great Uber. Weekend. We had lots of play, lots of connecting time together. And a picnic at the beach.
Yeah, because the connecting time together, like even though on Saturday night, Valentine's Day, or where the club was really crowded with a lot of couples, that play, that time, that hot soft swap, but after that, we took it down and we had some incredible sex, just you and me.
Mm-hmm.
By ourselves, because it got really hot, like heat-wise, up there, and we had to get down and cool off. And we went to a private little area and just really had some incredible sex together and bonding time. I like that.
That was great sex. You titty fucked me. Yeah, gave me some awesome alley blowjobs.
Oh yeah, because I did that on Valentine's Day because you had said something. You had put that in my mind.
Well, I hadn't titty fucked you in a while.
Yeah, you said that like the night before or some the day before. You said, you know what? You haven't. Anyway, I knew you were placing that in my in my mind. I love you, baby.
Love you too.
And that was a great, like, mini vacation.
Yeah.
That we did at home. And saving up for our big vacations that we're going to do soon.
Our love boat.
Our love boat, yeah.
Yes.
The cruise in April. I'm so excited.
Details are at swingercast.com. Hope you guys can come with us. Bob and Tess are throwing a hell of a party, and we're going with them.
Yes, and there's still some cabins available, but they're selling out quickly. So come with us.
Got a message today from Bob and Tess. It was a newsletter. It looks like if you sign up, they're going to buy you some free drinks if you go on the trip. So check out swingercast.com, hit up Bob and Tess, and come with us. It's going to be a blast.
Yes, definitely. And I, since the last podcast, we've got lots of emails and contacts from people that are coming on the cruise with us.
Yeah, and people that are coming to Naughty in New Orleans with us, and people that have been with us before to Desire and other Swinger Cast destinations. We're getting the band back together.
Yeah, it's so exciting. And, you know, we've been doing this for 10 years. I guess we're on our 11th year.
Uh-huh.
And since that last podcast, a lot of people have reconnected with us that we've known since the early, early years of the podcasting. And yes, it's been great. And it's great to hear from everyone. And a lot of them are coming to Naughty New Orleans with us.
And Freedom Acres with us. And maybe even this kind of last minute trip that we've just kind of joined with this cruise, the couples cruise. So check it out on our website if you're able to come to that. We're kind of excited. It's my first cruise. I've never been on one. But Bob and Tess have been so successful with these cruises in the past.
They put on an awesome Naughty New Orleans, so
we're going.
We know it's going to be awesome.
Plus, Average Swingers will be there. And they did a podcast recently with Bob. And so if you want to learn more about Naughty in New Orleans or a couples cruise, head over to averageswingers.com and have a listen. I personally couldn't believe it, but apparently if you sign up, Jay is going to be giving full erotic body massages to all the guys that sign up. Yeah, apparently, if you listen, you'll hear that. I couldn't believe it.
Wow, that's surprising.
Yeah, kind of unlike him, but he's a giving guy.
Yeah,
so he is. Head over to averageswingers.com and check him out.
And we were also contacted by some couples on the cruise that are going to have meet and greets and things like that.
A cocktail party.
Huh. And we're excited to join that. And
if you're going to be on the couples cruise, please let us know. We're cruise virgins, so help us pop that cherry. So it's great hearing from all of our friends and future friends about all of our naughty exploits that we're about to go on. And then we have a question here from...
You going to read it?
They say, "Hi, Allie and John. John has such a sexy voice. Allie, I wish you would let John speak more.
Oh, that's not what it says.
No, it says that they love our show. They've listened for 8 years. They're a 40-year-old couple and have taken an extended break from the lifestyle. She continues, "While we had a lot of fun in the beginning, I began getting bored of it because while I enjoyed the sensual aspect of what we were sharing as a couple, I was missing out on the social development opportunities that you guys seem to have taken advantage of. My husband is not as desirous of making and enjoying great friendships, but he's not adverse to it at all. Naturally, he's always interested in starting right back up where we left off. But I want to learn how to do it the way that would be more fulfilling to me. Do you have any advice on how to make and keep more friends with benefits, with the emphasis on friends?" So, we could probably talk about this to death.
And do a whole episode on this one.
But I think, to me, after reading this a couple of times, it kind of boils down to how you would define the word friends and how you would define benefits. I have friends in the lifestyle that I've known for 5 minutes. I have friends in the lifestyle that I've known for 5 years or more. I have friends with benefits that I've played with. I have friends with benefits that I've not played with. And how mm-hmm. I explain that is that they're friends of mine in the lifestyle that I can speak to openly and about sex or whatever.
Yeah, that is the benefit.
And that is a benefit. So I consider those people friends with benefits.
Yeah, so that's interesting.
She has really two questions. Number one, she wants to learn how to do swinging or the lifestyle in a way that would be more fulfilling to her. And she asks, do you have any advice on how to make and keep more friends with benefits, with the emphasis on friends? What say you?
Well, I totally agree with you about all the different levels of friendship, and we have benefits with a lot of our friends that we haven't even played with, and we consider those benefits just simply being able to speak with them openly about sex. You can't do that anywhere else, and it's just, that's the largest benefit, I think. But I think it's pretty simple. The answer to her question would be, I think that she should just probably involve herself and her partner. They get involved with more social activities with large amounts of swingers or in groups of swingers, like more meet and greets. And if she's uncomfortable about going out to a meet and greet in her area, go to a neighboring town or city meet and greet, or take a trip and travel with a group of like-minded naughty swingers. And I mean, we've seen that simply being around large amounts of swingers, all getting along, and where you're open, able to talk, and people make friends quickly. Very quickly, and lifelong friends. And we've seen that all through the 10, 11 years we've been doing this. That's simply what I would say, was get involved. What do you think about that, John?
Well, I can give her maybe an analogy. I'm going to get on a roller coaster with my wife. This roller coaster is called Naughty and Nolens. That's the name of the roller coaster. I'm getting on to the roller coaster because I want to hold my wife's hand and I want to have a lot of fun with her. And I get on this roller coaster and we go up and down and around the curves and close calls and exhilarating moments, and we have a lot of fun. Then when we get off that roller coaster called Naughty and Nolens, we look around and there was a lot of people that were on that same ride with us. And we are instantaneously bonded with those people because we can laugh and we have a common experience and we're closer together. Now, we may go off into the park of life and we may hang out with some of those people sometimes, or we may see them again, you know, a year, an hour, 10 years down the road, and we can say, hey, remember that time? And we have that in common. So I think that's kind of how I picture it.
Yeah. Well, that's good. I like that. I like that. Yeah, I mean,
we've been on lots of roller coasters. We've been on Desire. We've been on
Yeah, and just observing, I mean, because we're kind of like she was in the beginning. I mean, we got into this whole swinging thing, just me, you and me. We weren't really thinking about making friends at all.
And the friends came.
And it's just, it's like a
literally,
it's like a fringe benefit of swinging and involving yourself in swinger activities that you just, you can't help but making friends. I mean, it's I think it's a lot easier to make friends with swingers than it is in life in general, really. I don't know, because everyone's so open. And I mean, I'm saying this, I'd say get involved in group activities with large amounts of swingers. I think it would be it would take a lot longer to, you know, like put it on your profile, friends first, and friends, that would take a long time, I think. But,
yeah.
You know, but I think if she wants to find friends in the social aspect of swinging, just get out there and do it.
Right. I mean, that's one of the beautiful things about the internet, is being able to hook up with people from all over the world like that. But if you're not going to an event, if you're just staying at home and kind of looking at the window of swinging through the window of your computer and not socializing, then it's really difficult, I think. Just, I mean, if all you do is just look at the online sites, and it's just more difficult. It's just mm-hmm. so much easier to connect with people, I think, when you're out there in the midst of them.
Yeah. Just always remember that, you know, the benefits are not just the sexual benefits. There's, like, huge benefits that don't even have to do with actual physical sex.
We have friends in the lifestyle, and if every time we saw them, just because we've played before, meant that we had to play again, that wouldn't be very friendly. I mean, that would be putting pressure on those friends, you know what I mean? So, like, the friends that I have in the lifestyle, I don't think I need to have playtime with them every time I see them. Although, I wish I could. but, I mean, you know what? Do you understand what I'm saying? We have friends that we get together with a lot, you know, at a lot of these, like, Naughty Nolans or these trips that we take. And sometimes we play, and sometimes we don't. It doesn't mean that we're not friends with them anymore just because we don't play with them. Part of the benefit of our friendship is that we can play or not play.
That's great. That's a great point. Yeah, exactly. We can play or
we're
not
still
play.
Friends.
We're still friends, and we can talk openly about sex and just completely be our true selves in front of these people, which is an incredible benefit of swinger friends.
Right. And I've probably just talked myself out of having sex with all my friends now, damn it.
What? No.
All my friends don't want to have sex with me anymore.
Why would you say that?
No, I'm just kidding. I'm going to cut that part out. I'm being goofy.
So, yeah. So, there's still time to join our Naughty New Orleans trip.
We hope you will come on a trip with us with no expectations and talk about home improvement projects with us, because that can lead to really hot times.
What are you talking about? Oh, because we were talking about home improvement?
Yes.
Yeah, that was kind of weird of me just to kind of blurt that out.
Well, it was much appreciated.
So. But see, that's what I like about it. I love that casualness about it, where you could be sitting with a friend and completely not doing the whole flirty thing. Because sometimes I don't really want to do that flirting thing. You know,
you're not a big flirt, really.
I'm not a big flirt, but when you're around friends, and that one guy was our friend. Now we have another friend, but one guy was our friend, and I felt so comfortable sitting around and talking about him, and it just made me actually get a little horny or want sex, because he wasn't putting pressure on me to flirt and talk about sex and all that, you know, at all, you know. It was just... I kind of surprised myself with that one, because...
I think you surprised us both, but it was a great surprise. You're so easy.
Huh? Sometimes I really don't like the flirting.
Obviously, all you have to do is just tell Allie you'll build her a treehouse and her
in
pans
South
will
America.
Be wet. Yeah. And she'll just give it up right there.
Now, did I ask him about the treehouse before or afterwards?
That's what we were talking. We were talking about treehouses. We were talking about reshingling our roof. It was really very vanilla and boring. But all of a sudden, hey, you guys want to go play? Okay. didn't realize shingles got you so worked up. But
I think it was the treehouse.
Okay, yeah.
My fantasy treehouse in South America that I want. He's going to build it.
Okay. If he builds it, you will come.
Yeah, I definitely will.
So again, thank you to everyone who helped us celebrate our 10-year, going into our 11-year. Much appreciated. Can't thank everybody. Do want to say a very special shout out to two people who have been very encouraging from the very beginning. Just got a text message just moments ago from one of them. He is a very creative producer, director, writer, someone who inspires us. And his encouragement has meant a lot to both Ali and I, and he's done so much to support the show, and much love. And you might be hearing a little bit more about that down the road. And we also want to say a special shout out to our friend from Down Under, a gentleman who is in Australia.
Mm-hmm.
He has been so supportive, and we
really appreciate his friendship throughout the years of our podcasts. And we're really looking forward to meeting him in person one day soon. Well, I hope we're going to Australia.
So if you're organizing any kind of swinger event in Australia and you need a couple of potty mouths to come and cover it, well, Ali and I are more than available to come to Australia.
Yeah.
Or we'll have to get him to come here.
Yes, definitely. Both of those guys are great friends with benefits, I think.
Yeah.
And we've never physically slept with them. You know,
one of them we've never even met in person. We've only just had a internet relationship with. So still consider him a great friend.
Yeah.
Just want to say again, thank you all for tuning in. It's been a great 10 years and we are looking forward to lots of more fun with all of you guys.
Thank you all for your friendship and benefits.
Hopefully we can become better friends with even more benefits at Naughty and Nolans or on the cruise. So check out our website, swingercast.com, and we'll see you next time.
Mwah.